Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the U.S. Foods Holding Corporation presentation at the Consumer Analyst Group of New York conference back in 2026. This conference is always a huge indicator of industry trends and corporate strategies, so what U.S. Foods presented gives us a real window into their thinking.
Absolutely. It's more than just a presentation, it's a carefully crafted narrative. They're aiming to shape perceptions, attract investment, and signal their strategic direction in what's always been a dynamic and challenging food service landscape. What's the overarching message they seem to be pushing?
The core message appears to be one of resilience and leveraging their scale, coupled with a strong embrace of technology. They're projecting an image of a company that hasn't just survived recent disruptions but is actively charting a course for future growth. It's about adapting and thriving in this new normal.
That makes sense, especially when you consider their key rivals like Sysco and Performance Food Group. How does U.S. Foods seem to be differentiating itself in that competitive space?
They seem to be highlighting their diversified customer base and their robust supply chain network as significant competitive advantages. While others might focus on specific niches, U.S. Foods is emphasizing its broad reach and its capacity to serve a wide spectrum of food service operators, from massive chains to smaller independent restaurants. It's a strategy rooted in stability and comprehensiveness.
So, they're portraying themselves as a multifaceted operator. The question is, what's the primary emphasis? Are they more of a resilient operator, an innovator, a consolidator, or a digital transformation leader?
The presentation likely weaves elements of all of those, but the emphasis seems to point towards a company that sees its greatest strength in its integrated capabilities. It's a blend of operational excellence, smart innovation, and a forward-looking digital strategy. They're redefining their role beyond just distribution.
That leads us right into the first section, the evolving landscape and U.S. Foods' strategic pivot. Beyond immediate market conditions, what are the implied long-term growth drivers they presented?
These drivers go beyond just selling more products. They're about evolving the fundamental business model itself. This includes tapping into emerging consumer preferences, expanding into new service categories, and using data to create more personalized offerings for their clients.
And for the audience at CAGNY, the financial analysts and investors, the focus would naturally be on financial projections, market share growth, and profitability, right?
Exactly. While operational peers might be interested in supply chain nitty-gritty, the investor audience is looking at the bottom line. U.S. food strategy seems built on the assumption that the future of food distribution lies in becoming an indispensable partner, enabled by scale, a diversified portfolio, and a sophisticated technological backbone. This is their pivot, moving from pure distributor to a comprehensive solutions provider.
Let's talk about this new normal in food service distribution. What aspects of U.S. Foods' adaptation blueprint are key to navigating these changes?
Their commentary likely touches upon persistent challenges like evolving restaurant operations, the critical need for supply chain resilience, and the complexities of labor availability and cost. These are the realities their customers face, and U.S. Foods is framing its offerings as direct solutions.
Persistent inflation is a huge one. How are they addressing that dual challenge, both for their operator customers and for their own costs?
The narrative probably addresses how they're helping customers manage price pressures, possibly through strategic sourcing or efficiency gains. A key indicator here is the emphasis on private label penetration. These brands often offer higher margins for U.S. Foods and provide a more affordable option for operators, helping to maintain loyalty and protect margins.
That makes sense. Private labels are a win-win in inflationary times. Moving on to the next section, technology and operational efficiency, the core of adaptation. What specific technology investments are they highlighting?
They're likely detailing investments in e-commerce platforms for easier ordering, advanced data analytics to understand customer behavior and market trends, and sophisticated route optimization software for delivery efficiency. The why is crucial here: lower transaction costs, actionable insights, and reduced fuel expenses.
And how does this approach compare to how they might have handled past challenges, like previous supply chain disruptions?
The stated approach suggests a more proactive and integrated strategy now. It's about building systems that are inherently more robust and adaptable. The core insight is this dual-pronged strategy, achieving operational efficiency through streamlined processes while enhancing digital engagement to create stronger customer relationships.
This sounds like a company making calculated bets. What does their risk appetite seem to be, and what are their primary investment priorities?
Their risk appetite appears balanced. Investment priorities are clearly signaling a commitment to digital transformation and supply chain resilience as the main drivers of future success. It's not just about cutting costs, it's about creating a more agile and responsive supply chain.
That focus on efficiency powered by technology is crucial for maintaining that competitive edge. Let's transition to Section 3, Customer Segmentation and Value-Added Services. How are they approaching their diverse clientele?
It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all model anymore. US Foods is dissecting its customer base, recognizing that an independent restaurateur has different needs than a large healthcare system or a national fast food chain. This segmentation allows them to tailor their offerings more effectively.
Beyond just delivering food products, what kind of value-added services are they highlighting to become that strategic partner?
Think about marketing support, menu engineering expertise to optimize profitability, and even operational consulting to improve kitchen efficiency and reduce waste. These services transform US Foods from a supplier into a partner deeply invested in customer success.
And the narrative around supporting independent restaurant owners is particularly interesting. Is it a genuine commitment or a strategic focus on a segment that still represents significant market share?
It likely suggests a dual approach, supporting these vital businesses while also focusing on growth opportunities within larger chains and specialized verticals. The emphasis indicates they see value in both, but perhaps with different growth trajectories.
How are digital tools enhancing these customer relationships and driving loyalty in this segmented approach?
User-friendly online ordering platforms, personalized product recommendations, and proactive communication are key. This digital layer isn't just about efficiency, it's about building a sticky relationship that goes beyond price. It creates a smoother, more convenient experience for the customer.
And what about the growing demand for diversity and niche products? Are they addressing that?
Absolutely. This includes catering to plant-based diets, offering a wider array of ethnic cuisines, and ensuring sustainable sourcing practices. The expert perspective is that US Foods is doubling down on this solutions provider identity, offering a comprehensive suite of products and services.
That really positions them as an indispensable partner. Now, let's move to Section 4, Financial Health and Investor Outlook. What key financial metrics are likely being emphasized for the analyst community?
The presentation is undoubtedly geared towards painting a picture of financial strength. Key metrics would include revenue growth, gross profit margins, EBITDA, and free cash flow generation. These are the headline numbers investors scrutinize.
And what about the outlook for profitability and margin expansion? That's always a critical discussion point in this industry.
Any indication of an ability to improve profitability through operational efficiencies, strategic pricing, or a favorable product mix would be met with keen interest. Similarly, the narrative around cash flow generation speaks to their ability to fund operations, invest in growth, and return capital to shareholders.
The capital allocation strategy is another vital piece. What are the likely priorities they're signaling? Debt reduction, M&A, or reinvestment?
It's probably a mix, but the emphasis reveals management's priorities. Are they focusing on strengthening the balance sheet through debt reduction? Are they looking for M&A opportunities to expand market share or capabilities? Or is the focus on returning capital to shareholders or reinvesting significantly in the core business?
And that leads into the long-term value creation story. Investors want to see a clear path to increasing their investment. How is US Foods likely balancing near-term pressures with this long-term vision?
They're likely presenting a story that balances current operational challenges with a clear vision for long-term growth. Any forward-looking guidance or targets provided would serve as concrete signals of management's confidence. These targets are crucial for analysts building their financial models.
Contextualizing this financial narrative with broader industry trends is also important. Are they outperforming or facing similar headwinds?
That comparison helps contextualize their position. US Foods is likely aiming to project an image of financial discipline and strategic investment, demonstrating they're not just navigating the current environment but are investing for sustained success. However, it's also important to consider what might have been downplayed, potential risks like commodity price volatility or challenges in realizing the full benefits of digital investments.
That's a crucial point, looking beyond the presented narrative. Now, for our final section, Section 5, Innovation, Sustainability, and the Future Vision. What's the forward-looking aspect of their strategy?
Their commitment to innovation likely extends beyond just new products. It encompasses how they deliver services, use technology, and engage with customers. This could include advancements in cold chain logistics, smart packaging, or AI-powered forecasting to reduce waste.
And sustainability, or ESG initiatives, is increasingly integral. How are they aligning these with business strategy and investor expectations?
It's about demonstrating how sustainability practices, ethical sourcing, and strong governance contribute to long-term value, operational efficiency, and risk mitigation. For example, reducing food waste benefits the environment and lowers costs, a clear win-win.
They're positioning for future disruptions. What shifts are they considering in food sourcing and delivery models?
They're looking at the growing demand for locally sourced or plant-based ingredients, and exploring alternative delivery models, perhaps using autonomous vehicles or micro-fulfillment centers. Evolving dietary trends are also a key consideration, requiring a flexible product portfolio.
And the impact of emerging technologies like AI and automation? That must be significant for their operational model.
Absolutely. AI could revolutionize demand forecasting, inventory management, and customer service, while automation can enhance warehouse and delivery efficiency, providing a significant competitive edge. These are game changers for the industry.
What about the role of partnerships and collaborations in driving future growth and innovation?
US Foods might be looking to partner with technology providers, sustainable agriculture companies, or other players in the food ecosystem. This collaborative approach can accelerate innovation and share the risks and rewards of pioneering new ventures.
So, the overarching strategic question is, are they proactively shaping the future of food service distribution, or are they primarily reacting to external forces?
A proactive stance involves anticipating trends and investing in capabilities that define the market. A reactive approach focuses on adapting as changes occur. Their success hinges on effectively executing these ambitious plans and transforming their vision into tangible results.
That brings us to the conclusion, charting a course for enduring success. What's the final takeaway from their CAGNY 2026 presentation?
The narrative is one of strategic evolution, marked by a commitment to leveraging scale, embracing technological innovation, and deepening customer partnerships. Their focus on resilience, sophisticated customer segmentation, and investments in digital transformation and sustainability paints a picture of a business poised for enduring success.
And that shift to becoming a solutions provider is key. By offering value-added services, they're positioning themselves as an indispensable partner. This strategy, underpinned by data analytics and digital platforms, aims to create deeper, more loyal customer relationships.
Financially, they aim to instill confidence with strong performance metrics and prudent capital allocation. However, the challenges of inflation and supply chain complexities mean continued financial discipline and agility are essential. Opportunities in private label growth and potential M&A are significant.
Looking ahead, the integration of innovation and sustainability is paramount. Their exploration of AI, alternative delivery models, and sustainable sourcing addresses evolving demands and positions them to proactively shape industry trends. The market will be watching closely.
And that wraps up our deep dive into US Foods' presentation at CAGNY 2026. We've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and now we'll move into the summary table, breaking down the key factors, strengths, challenges, and opportunities.
Let's start with scale and diversification. US Foods leverages its extensive scale and diverse customer base as a major advantage, providing stability and broad market reach. What's the insight here?
The insight is that this broad reach underpins a strategy focused on comprehensive service and resilience. However, the challenge is that scale can sometimes hinder agility. The opportunity lies in optimizing this scale further with technology and data analytics to offer even more tailored solutions.
So, making sure that broad reach doesn't dilute specialized support for diverse customer segments. Next, technology and digital transformation. Significant investments in e-commerce, data analytics, and route optimization are highlighted.
These digital tools are crucial for streamlining processes, understanding trends, and providing personalized services. The challenge is the seamless integration and adoption across their vast operation and diverse customer base. The opportunities are immense in leveraging AI for predictive analytics and further personalizing customer experiences.
And ensuring accessibility for all customer segments is key. Moving to value-added services and customer partnership. US Foods is evolving beyond traditional distribution with marketing support, menu engineering, and operational consulting.
This positions them as an indispensable partner, deeply invested in customer success, especially for independent restaurants. The primary challenge is scaling these services effectively and demonstrating their tangible ROI. The opportunities lie in creating tiered service models and leveraging data for personalized strategic advice.
Demonstrating that ROI is critical for trust. Let's look at financial prudence and profitability. The focus on key metrics like revenue growth, EBITDA, and free cash flow signals discipline.
Emphasis on margin expansion through efficiencies and strategic product mix, along with a clear capital allocation strategy, aims to build investor confidence. The challenge is navigating inflation and commodity volatility. Opportunities exist in optimizing private labels and exploring strategic M&A.
Balancing investment with shareholder returns is the continuous challenge there. Finally, innovation and sustainability, ESG. Their forward-looking approach includes AI, alternative delivery, and a strong commitment to ESG.
This aligns with investor and consumer expectations. The challenge is translating these concepts into measurable business impact. The opportunities are vast in developing circular economy models and pioneering new sustainable sourcing partnerships.
Proactively shaping the future of distribution rather than reacting to trends will be the key to solidifying their leadership. That covers all the summary points. What a comprehensive look at US food strategy.
Absolutely. It's clear they're focused on building resilience, leveraging technology, and becoming a true partner to their customers in this evolving landscape. Thanks for breaking it all down with me today.
My pleasure. It's always fascinating to see how these major players are navigating the future. Join us next time on Baga Media, Finance, for more insights.